because you're the prettiest girl in the room, sir.
No, that's you, Rick.
That was just weird.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Rick, you're the prettiest girl in the room.
But I have somebody else's potty to clean.
I have to go scrub a toilet now.
It was like you were trying to ask her to clean your toilet, and she was rejecting
it. It was like she was preemptively getting rid of me because she thought I was going to ask her out or something.
All right.
Anyway. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. This is the Rick Emerson radio program coming up at 3:06. We got Tom Likas, Donna Mike at 7, and John and Jeff at 11. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like at rick@rickemerson.com. Don't forget, coming up, coming Monday, starting on Monday, this radio program will be 4 hours in length. We'll be moving to a four-hour Rick Emerson show. As of Monday, Stephanie Miller's going to be going until 10 a.m. as well. And do not forget, speaking of 10s, at 10 o'clock tonight, we will be at Dante's, downtown 3rd and Burnside, for Rockstar Supernova. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to somebody who was there on Sunday for the Rockstar Supernova taping. Ladies and gentlemen, let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson radio program CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
I hope you're going to get paid for that extra hour.
No. 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 No, seriously. No.
And he's the boss.
No. No. You know, I get paid in experience, Jim Roop.
Okay.
You work at CNN. You know what that's like. Ask Bob Costantini. He'll tell you.
I get paid in canned goods.
Seriously. It's just sort of a barter system there. Oh, man. So we were supposed to talk to you yesterday, but I guess you were actually... Were you up all night last night or all night the night before?
Yeah, but I told them if you called that I wanted to do your show. I told Weibrow not to tell you no.
Really?
And I just assumed you didn't call.
At
the very least, you should just call me direct.
Well, I got to tell you.
Okay, well, I do have your phone number. I'll do that next time.
And, well, you know, and I don't want to wake you up. And if you're sleeping it off somewhere,
I got kids. It's summertime. You think I got any sleep?
Seriously.
Get them away from the kids for a few minutes. At least
please, God, call me.
Daddy's got to go shut himself in the basement for a while, kids. He's got to do his job. I know we had called CNN, and we said, well, we'd love to talk to Jim Roop. And I think they just flat out told us no.
No, that's not right.
Somebody needs a beating, Jim Roop.
I have to get to Atlanta and do that.
Well, what is the deal? Were you like stashed at LAX waiting for this John Carr freak to get off the plane?
I was there Sunday, yeah.
And so was your job basically to watch him when he walked by and to go, look, there's the guy?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Really, what else is there to do? They only had him there for like 10 seconds just so they could go, like, you are a freak. We are sending you to Boulder to die.
I know. I was on fruitcake watch that whole night. It was just ridiculous. Yeah. But, it was kind of interesting. You know, the way it all panned out, the way it worked, the way they ushered him over to the Coast Guard terminal and then kept him there, went through customs, and then escorted him out on the tarmac to a helicopter that was waiting. Oh, that was kind of cool.
I mean, it's all very strange because we were playing a soundbite this morning where they said that you are charged with, but I was talking to Ed McCarthy earlier, and I guess the deal is, not that they rehashed the whole thing, but I guess the deal is that he's really not charged with it. It's they were just reading what he's being extradited for, and then he's going to go to Boulder, and our whole discussion is whether or not he's going to plead guilty to this, because he seems all bent on just saying as many... His whole thing seems to be as many times as possible saying the phrase, I did it, I killed her, like in front of a live microphone. And at some point, you got to wonder if some Johnny Cochran type guy is going to get a hold of the case and demand that he not say that because they're going to try to wring some self-publicity out of it.
Well, what's weird is, in the hearing, the judge did say, you are charged with, in my brain, that says, the DA in Boulder must have gotten the DNA evidence back, and so they filed the charges. But you might be right. It might be just the way the judge read it.
I think it might just be the way that the legalese works. It is very strange to think that, I just don't really know what kind of horse to bet on here, because on the one hand he doesn't seem shy about telling you, again, how many, you know, telling you in as many ways as possible that he did this, and they are, it does seem like they wouldn't be risking, because you blow this case once, that's bad enough. If they blow this case a second time, they're all going to be run out of town on a rail.
Well, here's something I've been thinking about off the record.
Of course, there's no
He apparently, or reportedly, is in a little bit of trouble in Thailand.
Right.
The same type of child pornography type stuff.
Sure.
So if he says, hey, I killed JonBenet Ramsey, well, they're going to kick him out of Thailand.
Right.
And they're going to bring him here. And if he gets here, DNA evidence says, you're not the guy that did it, you goofball. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I always get
that
kind of stuff.
I got out of the trouble I was going to get into in Thailand because I don't want to deal with those guys over there. I'd rather come over to the U.S. for free, $2,400 plane fare with fried prawns and pate, and I don't think he missed one drink on the beverage cart on the way over.
Well, and I was talking to McCarthy about it, and I said, you know, if they won't press charges, or if they try him and he doesn't get convicted, is he just going to walk? And they said, well, and McCarthy said, yeah, because they're not charging him with kiddie porn or anything else. I think the absolute most they could charge him with
is filing a false report.
Is filing a false report, and the, you know,
they never really filed a report.
Yeah, which because I guess they came for him, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you wonder if the guy's maybe a little smarter than we're giving him credit for. But it's going to be weird to see how this unwinds, especially because his ex-wife, and usually you don't think of your ex-wife as a character witness.
Right.
But the ex-wife is saying he didn't do it. She's like, he was with me. There's no way he could have done it.
Well, one of the legal advisors that I've been talking with, that was talking with Carr over the past couple of days, at least Monday anyway, her name is Jamie Harmon, and she was outside the courthouse and gave us a little bit of tape after this hearing was over, and she said that he's portrayed as being, you know, not well, mentally ill, unstable. But she said, quote, he's driving this bus.
Right.
So I think you're right. Again, you hit it right on the head, sir.
Well,
I think he's a lot smarter than he's letting on to me. I think he's avoiding a lot of problems in Thailand, and he's going to walk away from this thing going like, yeah, it was pretty interesting.
See, and we had a guy call up last hour and just to read me the riot act because he felt like the media, like, we're spending too much time talking about one little, you know, one dead little girl in one case. But you know what I would say, that there is no getting around the fact that, like the OJ case, this has all kinds of compelling issues to it. I mean, there is so much drama packed up into this one tiny little acorn of a case.
Yeah.
I mean, I am really, honestly, very curious to see how this is going to unfold, because it seems like if this is mishandled or if these guys have all been had, it seems like there's just going to be an implosion like nobody's business.
You got to remember, anything that happens around Christmas time is going to be picked up by everybody because there's no news. Same thing with Lacey Peterson.
Absolutely.
You know, there's 100 people like her out there in that particular situation, but that one hit right at the right time when nothing else was going. Everybody had to make their meters bounce. And boom, that got on everybody's air. Same thing with this, but it got weirder and weirder as it went on between the Ramseys at first being accused and then being exonerated, and then the mystery footprint, mystery handprint, the three-page ransom note, this DNA that they can't seem to match with anybody. And here comes this fruitcake with his story, and it's like, wow, man, this is all weird all over again. So you got, number one, the weird factor in this thing. You have, number two, the fact that Americans or people in general have a morbid sense of curiosity. That's why we turn and look at auto accidents. And number three, people like closure. They want to know how this thing is going to pan out. Three factors, boom, you got a news story.
And that's my thing. That's what I told Ed, is the worst case scenario for me is if this guy gets convicted, but we don't really think he did it, because then it's just going to torture me like JFK for the rest of my life.
I agree.
But you know, and here's the other thing, is you know that if, again, they either don't press it or the guy walks, you know that all of that suspicion that has been momentarily taken off the parents is going to be put right back on them, probably twofold. And we're going to be right back where we were like a month ago, never having heard of this guy and thinking that the parents were somehow involved.
Well, the DNA evidence is going to tell. I mean, they're either going to have him or they're not going to have him.
Right.
It's going to be as simple as that whenever that's released.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any word on when we might know something like that?
No, I know there was an incubation period of some kind when you take a swab from somebody. It's not like, you know, CSI on TV where it's done in 22 minutes. I mean, it takes several days.
Can I say that I find the phrase "take a swab" to be very unpleasant sounding?
You can have a swab for me anytime.
Okay, thank you. That wasn't
an invitation.
that's why we have you on, Jim, for those little nuggets right there. All right, my friend. Enjoy Los Angeles to whatever degree that's possible. We will we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Thank you. CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, let us now go to the city desk with Tim Riley.
You're listening to The Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State
Radio.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Portland.
Okay. My hands were way down here. I wasn't touching nothing.
Whatever.
Well, hello again.
Hello.
How are you? Well, here's what's happening. The government will not require recorders in autos, but said that car makers must tell you when technology, well, when you speed up and you brake and other measurements in the new vehicles they buy. Administration regulations standardizes recording content. This gets more complicated.
Apparently, I have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Okay, they're going to put these boxes in the car to spy on you.
Yes.
These are Patriot boxes.
Now, thank you. Now, somebody told me, I think it was my crazy sister, but she's a Canadian, so what does she know? Somebody told me that they actually...
There are liberals up there, you know.
She told me it was her belief that the cars already had some of these boxes. Mm. That there were certain cars manufactured in America that already had, like, rudimentary GPS systems in them.
It's possible.
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, because remember they were talking about this thing in Washington State, where if you had a hybrid in Washington State, they were going to start taxing you because you were using less gas. They were going to tax you according to mileage.
You sound like Dennis Pitsenbach.
They were going to tax you according to mileage. And they were going to know that according to the GPS that was in the car. They were going to tax you according to the mileage you drove in the car because you were using less gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's the case or not, if it's a thing they were just talking about doing or if it's a thing they've already done. But I know that they were... That was one of those things that was sort of wending its way through the Washington State Legislature.
Well, General Motors equips all of its vehicles with recorders, says a company spokesman. So we do know that much, but they record. We know.
I don't even know what that means, though.
Yeah.
General Motors equips all of its cars with a recorder.
With a recorder.
That records what exactly?
Let's see here.
Does it say?
The rules govern auto recorders, which are similar to black boxes that store information about mechanical flight systems on commercial airliners, are intended to give law enforcement, emergency medical personnel, auto companies, and safety regulators a minimum set of mechanical measurements in the seconds leading up to and during a crash.
That's exactly what I like, is something in the car that's supposed to record something for law enforcement purposes. That makes me feel really great. All right. So, and that's as of now that those exist.
Yeah, under the new rules, auto recorders must track vehicle speed, acceleration, deceleration, braking, steering, and some airbag.
This is totally at the behest of insurance companies. You know, that's exactly what this is. So that if you are in an accident, the insurance company can try to assess who's at fault and try to shaft you out of your claim.
So what cars do General Motors own?
Nothing anybody drives.
Actually, well,
soccer moms drive those vans.
We'll grab Dennis in a few. We'll see if we can find the answer to that. Scotty, should I be?
The hotline's ringing.
Well, I'm just looking at the phones that are all just sort of blinking.
Scotty, get the hotline.
I wonder how long these phones could conceivably answer without being ring without being answered. Let's just stare at them. Okay, let me just put these on hold. All right, and there we go. Hey, Derek, here on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, GM vehicles, anything equipped with OnStar records basically everything, and they can actually tell where you are.
Well, that makes sense because that OnStar thing is predicated on being able to come, like, rescue you if you're, you know, right?
Right. And GM owns Chevy and I think Pontiac.
All right. So if you're driving,
Buick.
So if you're driving one of those, they're able to tell where you are and they're able to tell what else.
Yeah, they're able to tell speed, basically everything about how the car is running, as far as emissions. Like when you go to DEQ and they plug your car and they can tell that just through the connection through OnStar. Because my grandpa had it, and he had an issue with his truck, and it actually they actually called him and told him, "Hey, you have an issue."
So that's creepy. If they just call you and, "Oh, by the way, you're low on gas. You need a new paint job."
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool. Thank you, Derek.
Yep.
All right, that's Derek. Chuck. Hey, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Derek's got it sort of right. Those are black boxes used for accident investigation.
So this is a thing where, like, if you get into an accident in a GM car, your insurance company can examine it, and they can find out what you were doing.
The state patrol can get a warrant, which they have to do. They get a warrant, they remove the black box, and it'll tell the speed that you were, how fast you were going, when you hit your brakes. Basically, like a black box on an airplane.
That's completely creepy.
I don't think, unless you have OnStar, I don't think that it's a two-way hookup. It's just self-contained, so they can't really tell where you're driving around.
Sure.
OnStar protects your children, as we've heard on these commercials.
OnStar.
You're a very bad parent if you don't have OnStar.
OnStar is for your protection.
Yeah, they could have busted Britney.
Yes, okay. Thank you, sir.
Get off your lap.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
OnStar is for your protection. Put it on the blacklist. I never want to hear it again.
All right. It's,
Mr. Creedy.
It's, 50... That's not doing my voice any favors, but what are you going to do? It's 503-733-2970. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We've got Adam. Now, Adam is one of the guys with Portland Lumberjacks who is at... he was at the Rockstar Supernova taping on Sunday. So we come back, we'll find out how the Rockstar Supernova taping went. Dennis Pitzenbarger is here as well, and we'll have more from the City Desk with Tim Riley. It is 503-733-2970. You stay there. Back after this on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Don't. Hello.
All right, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970.
Rick.
Try Singer Saving Grace throat spray for your Scatman Crothers voice. No, it's true. I actually have some of that. I have Singer Saving Grace, which Janitor John and Nate are both big fans of. And I actually have some ginger root, which is the thing that's worked the best for me. But I had... I
like
not...
it when your throat hurts, you can feel it tingling a little bit.
What do you mean?
The ginger?
Oh, the ginger?
Yeah.
Oh, ginger root, which is actually the only reason I'm able to talk right now. Here's the weird thing about it. I got the scratchy voice. It was fine this morning. It was like I got out of bed, fine. Walked into the studio, and so now it's just half-lifing away on me. So forth. So let's
maybe
see.
You're breathing Will's strep throat air.
Thank you. Well, you're breathing my air, sister. So look forward to next week. It's 503-733-2970. In just a moment, we're going to welcome to the Rick Emerson Show Adam Bysouth from the Portland Lumberjacks. He was at the Supernova taping on Sunday. So I want to thank my man Trent Nielsen for hooking me up with him. So we'll bring him on in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, in between time, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Oh, thank you. We'll make this your intro music.
We haven't had a jock watch in so long.
I'm a ram.
I'm a cowboy.
God damn. And wait for it.
Shower time.
Bada bing. How you doing, man?
I'm not doing bad.
You and I got the same voice. This is like that time that Dana Carvey was impersonating Dennis Miller on Weekend Update. If we could get Danny Bonaducci right here, it would be like a trifecta.
Is it Rick, Danny, or Dennis?
Totally, it'll be like a hat trick going on.
Each one of us saying, I'm on drugs. No?
I'm not on drugs.
Oh, I don't know.
This is ginger.
I've gotten some really funny pictures in my eyes from eating things that look just like that.
These are not mushrooms. Actually, they do look like mushrooms, don't they? No, it's actually just ginger root. Yeah.
They do?
No, this is actually what's in Singer Saving Grace, which I've got sitting right there at home.
That works great.
It's safe and sound at home where I can't actually use it today.
Kind of like my driver's license.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. In just a moment, we'll welcome Adam Bysouth to the show. He was at the Supernova taping on Sunday. Don't forget, we're going to be at the Rockstar Supernova viewing party tonight at Dante's. We'll all be inhaling carton after carton of cigarette smoke, so I'll be sounding even better tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
That is at 10 o'clock tonight, because at 9 there's something with children singing.
Whiskey soothes the throat. Today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It also soothes my liver.
It also does.
My sense of willpower and judgment.
Puts it in a warm, golden glow.
It soothes all your inhibitions. That's what it soothes. let's see. Before we bring on Adam, let's welcome Michael. Hello, Michael. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay.
It sounds like it.
How can I help you?
Hey, when you guys were talking yesterday, I hate to bring this up from yesterday.
Is this about the dead cat?
No.
Okay.
No, I love cats, though. yesterday, and how everybody that calls in is a delivery driver, which I used to be.
Yes.
Since then, it's been a while because I wouldn't listen to the show for a while, but the show's gotten 100% better.
Especially on a day like today. Today's really a day where you get the sense that this show is deserving of an extra hour.
We're not falling apart.
Yeah.
Today is really one of the days we're gonna excerpt this out and send it to the consultant. Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to say between you and Likas, you guys are doing something the same because his voice has last couple of weeks been like that too.
Yeah, I don't have the swing in social life to blame it on, at least the way he does. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, brother. We spread the word, all right?
You betcha.
Thank you, Michael. All right, there you go.
You're going to have a social life tonight, though, at least.
Yeah, I suppose. I only have a social life through you. That's the thing. You really are my proxy. You're sort of my... you are the semi-permeable membrane through which
well,
I pass into society.
Well, I like to go out.
Yeah, you know, I that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I only have a social life through other people.
So basically, you're a Cliff and she's your Sam Malone.
No, that's really not right at all. Come back later with another one.
All righty.
That's really not
accurate. I thought I was. Never mind.
Steve,
turn this off.
Steve and the Beeve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Here's a traffic update for you.
Wait, hold on. Let me find our traffic bed. Wait, don't go anywhere. Let me try to find
I'm not going.
Okay, hold on. All right, go ahead, sir.
Traffic update. Westbound on the Sunset just past Sylvan. Truck flipped over, sawed myself in my rear view mirror. Start swerving left and right, all of a sudden got flopped. Right on its side, a big dump-type truck. So it's right in the center, too. If you can make it another way, get off the Sunset and go Burnside, Cornell, whatever, but don't go on the Sunset.
All right, so there you go. Traffic and weather together on the 36ers. All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for the update.
Not a problem. Bye-bye. Right,
thank you. There you go, Steve and the Beeve. All right. Before we welcome Adam here, Dennis Pitzenberger, how are you, sir, from the Portland Tribune?
Oh, is this on now?
Sorry. It was on before.
It's always been on.
No. I felt like I wanted to send you back to the analogy board to come up with a different one.
I thought that was pretty good. I might have stretched. I might have hurt something when I stretched for it, but it's okay.
Okay, we're done. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
I'm doing well, Rick. I'm doing better. You know what the thing is? Very rarely on this program can I just over-talk you, just go right over the top of your scratchy voice. So basically, I'm doing well, and my announcement that I was talking about with Sarah is that I'm actually, with my lovely bride, going to make it to one of the Dante Stormwatch.
Which one?
Tonight?
Tonight?
Isn't it tonight?
Yeah, but
it
that's
is.
BS. Who's watching the Rugrat?
Grandpa and Grandma.
That's what they're there for.
Well, thank God. Welcome to the land of the living.
So you,
thank you.
So you'll actually be getting out of the house.
Yes, we will. Come on. Where's the little love? You guys grind me every single week.
Should we clap?
Hey, Dennis, are you going to be there? No. Well, then you're a loser.
Here's the thing about having kids. Having kids, it seems to me, is like swinging three bats in the warm-up circle. Mm-hmm. You know? Because it's like leaving the house for something that you once would have just taken for granted. You know what it is? It's like sweet creamery butter. Just being allowed to leave the house for, you know, unattended without the baby for even a moment, right?
I mean,
it would have taken, time was, it would have taken a trip to Vegas to make you feel alive. Now it's just being able to leave the house and hang with other grown-ups for an hour.
Go to Dante's to watch TV.
You're watching television with other people.
It's really quite cool because
it's like I've been let out of prison.
The conversation would go beyond da 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 da. That's my conversation level.
God, it's almost hard to believe I don't have kids.
Yeah, it's... I do have to say, you would have loved the look on Rick's face, Sarah, when he came over to the house to play poker that one night, and I walk up with Dayton, and I'm just, like, trying to get him to hold her, and he's just turning white, and his fingers are shriveling up, and he's running towards the other end of my house.
What person hands a baby to me, first of all?
I just wanted to get the reaction out of you, but Scott Daly, of course, just grabs her and puts her over the shoulder.
And then Chris Neathen and I are sitting there in a lot, and suddenly it's a lot of, like, well, how do you get rid of diaper rash? Do you find that a cornstarch works best? And it was just like,
it depends on whether it's adult.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the Portland Lumberjacks, Adam Bisalf. Adam, how you doing, man?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Sorry for keeping a hold there. We had a gripping baby story we had to tell here on the Rick Emerson radio program.
No problem.
So I was talking to Trent Nielsen from the Lumberjacks, and so you guys, was it the whole team, it was a whole bunch of you that went down to see the Rockstar Supernova taping on Sunday?
Yeah, it wasn't the whole team. It was a couple of us, myself, our goaltender Dallas, one of our assistant coaches, and another player, Ray Guzzi, all went down with... Trent as well, and Angela came as well. So,
and Angela's the owner. And you guys you presented Storm with a team jersey, right? Like a Lumberjacks jersey.
Yeah, we gave her a jersey, customized Storm on the back with her name, and she rocked it, man. She wore it.
Did she wear it for the actual taping?
She wore it. They kind of introduce all the people, and they come out, and you know, they're high-fiving the crowd and all that.
Right.
I don't know how much of that actually goes on TV. But she ran out with the jersey on and wore it for about the first half of the show.
That's pretty cool, actually. You know what? As Kevin Smith once said, there's nothing hotter than a girl in a hockey jersey. I'm not even a huge sports fan, as a lot of people know. But you know what? There's certain things. You put a girl in, like, a Batman shirt or, like, a hockey jersey. There's just something strangely sexy about that. Everybody knows. Does it say Storm on the back?
You bet.
That's fantastic. Excellent. So I do not know at this point, and I'm going to try to guess here, what song she sang. So if you bear with us for a second. Sarah, you know, and Dennis, you know,
Dennis
right?
Knows.
Yes, I do.
And we're both very excited about it.
And Adam, you know, because you guys were at the taping for Rockstar Supernova on Sunday. So I'm real quickly here, I'm going to try to guess what the song was.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit about how the taping went, Adam. And so I should tell everybody right now, there are going to be spoilers for the next 5 minutes. So if you don't want to know,
oh, probably for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I mean, so if you, I've given up, you know, being spoiler-free.
If you don't want to know, we'll see you tonight at Dante's.
I gave it up like a month ago, so I'm giving it up for Lent. So I'm going to try to figure out here. So, okay, so Storm sang, let's see, was it a song originally by a group or a single performer?
A group.
Yeah. 80s, 90s?
Early 90s.
Early 90s. Alternative?
Yes. Well, kind of.
Oh, Dennis is shooting you the look like it's not true.
I don't know.
Like a big part, alternative slash rock.
That's a great description.
All right. Male singer or female singer?
Male.
Grunge?
No.
Not grunge. Rock? Let me put it this way. Hip-hop influence or not?
No.
Not. Let's see.
Think big band.
Think big band.
Yeah.
That's an excellent hint.
That's an excellent hint. Mm-hmm. Are we... this isn't the... oh, God, tell me it's not the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
No, it's...
Please, for the love of sweet Jesus.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Well,
who are you?
You have no idea. You want to look to my wife's CD collection. She...
No, I own the Squirrel Nut Zippers. No, it is not Afterlife.
Thank God.
Okay.
But seriously, it's like being kicked in the teeth with an iron boot every time I have to hear that. Think big band.
Okay, like a band that's been around for a while, right?
Oh, big band like Benny Goodman?
No.
Oh,
like,
well, you said think big band.
Well, we also said it's a rock band, an alternative rock
arena,
band.
Arena.
Okay, well, I mean, I was thinking, like, is it a Brian Setzer type of thing? Okay, when you said big band, I was totally thrown.
Horn section.
Are we saying, is it U2? Is it a U2 song?
No.
R.E.M.?
No.
You're a little out of... Yeah. A little older?
A little harder.
The band is older than that.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
That was going to be my next question, is how long has the band, in how many decades has the band been around for, do you know?
I don't know, Adam, what, like 60s?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, my knowledge isn't too extensive, but they've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
So the band dates from the 60s. And yet
I know this song from the music video.
And okay, so this band dates from the 60s, and yet this song is from the 90s?
Yes.
Yeah, they're getting up there.
Okay, let me ask you this. When this song hit the charts, was it a new song or was it a song that had been brought back?
It's a new song.
In manner of Twist and Shout. Remember how that came back? It's a new song by an old band.
New song by an old band that had that kind of resurfaced in the early 90s.
Yes, reinvented itself.
Really?
With a series of music videos starring the same person.
Aerosmith.
Yes, the song.
Aerosmith. Oh, God. Tell me she's not singing like Crazy or...
No.
And not ballad?
Yeah.
Crying?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's going to be great. You know how hard that is to sing? How does she do?
No, hey, whether you like that song or not, you have to admit that her voice and the power that she has in the octave that she could sing that song is going to sound good.
Whatever.
Well, in the audience, in the taping there, they show a little bit of the clips of how they choose which song they're going to perform for the taping.
Right.
And, she wasn't too happy about getting that song. Apparently, it's a real tough song to sing. I mean,
I
can't sing it, that's for sure. But
it was a big hit. I'm a big Aerosmith fan. But the song has there's no balls to that song.
Yeah.
It's got no guts.
Yes, it does. That whole like little breakdown segment, which this is the rock and roll week. So I'm sure. Wait, why don't we talk to the guy who knows?
Okay, oh yeah, Adam. I guess we could actually talk to Adam Bysel. You were there. Sorry, Adam Bysel from the Portland Lumberjacks. You were at the Rockstar Supernova taping on Sunday. So
how does she do?
She rocked it, man. She, from what I told her, what I knew, that she kind of had a rough week last week. they were happy with it, man. She rocked it, and it was a real tough song, and yeah, she did well.
And did the judges like her performance?
They did, yeah. They were happy with it.
Was there anything mentioned about Delana and her backstepping by talking to the media?
No.
Hmm.
No, they didn't mention anything about that.
And so overall, who would you say has, was Storm the strongest performance, or were there other performances that really stood out more than hers?
You know, they were all really good. It's a tough little competition they got going over there. I definitely think a lot of the guys in the competition are definitely a lot more powerful. Storm is definitely, I personally think, way better than all the other girls. She's just got this presence on stage, and man, she can dance. She can move.
Do we know what Delana sings this week?
Oh, crap, I knew.
Do you know what Delana sings, Adam?
Yes,
this is Adam Bischoff and Forlorn Lumberjacks.
They pull one more Nirvana song out for
him? Seriously, or could somebody else sing another Hole song for the love of God?
There was another Nirvana.
Every single week. but you said the judges really liked Storm. They didn't. They gave her overall a big thumbs up.
Yeah, they gave her props. She kind of fought her way back and performed well.
And did the crowd like her?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Delana sings Every Breath You Take.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
And how was
it? Do you want to know all of them?
Let me ask this. How was Delana? Because we view her as being the main competition.
She was good. She was solid.
How was Lucas with the Killer song?
He was real good.
What is he saying?
Liked
is it
a lot.
Is it Somebody Told Me?
No, All These Things That I've Done.
Oh, okay. All
he's
right.
He's going to nail that up.
I got to tell you, that's exactly the kind of song that guy would be good at, too. So
he did good. They criticized him a little bit. For some reason, he turns his head and turns to the band and sings a lot.
He does that when he's unsure of the lyrics. I've thought of that. When he's not quite sure of the lyrics he spots, he turns his back to the crowd.
Yeah, they called him on it, but other than that, you know, he was strong.
Was it all praise for Delana again this week?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're definitely pumping her tires huge.
Do they sing any of the... Does anybody do an original Supernova song?
No.
All right.
That's tomorrow that they would
do.
Oh, it would be on Wednesday. Yeah, you're right. All right. So you think, and you had to call for an encore right here. Do you think that it would be probably Lucas or Delana that gets the encore tomorrow? Are they that good?
You know, personally, is one of the guys, Rick or Ryan, one of the other guys?
Oh, Ryan, who sang his original song?
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, he rocked it.
Really?
Hard.
Really?
I liked him. If I had to bring one back, I would probably bring him back, but...
But you say everybody was really strong.
Everyone was strong, yeah. All right. Everyone was really strong. They performed well.
All right, cool. Thank you, Adam Bysouth from the Portland Lumberjacks. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. All right, there you go. Thank you, Adam Bysouth, ladies and gentlemen, the Portland Lumberjacks. Trent Nielsen, our friend here, there hooked us up with him. Excellent.
I'm curious of what she might have done with the song. Is she sang it kind of classically like it was recorded? Or the way that they kind of put Storm. If she does, you know, because they kind of put a little personal kind of twist on the song. If they have, you know, they have that latitude. If she did something with the song that would make it different.
I don't mean to sound down on the song. It's just that it's a mid-tempo ballad, and that's hard to rock. It's hard to really rock a mid-tempo ballad.
Since they only do a segment, maybe they're going to pick the segment where there's not even breathing room.
Maybe. Well, and it's like a six-minute song. That's the other thing. You're trying to squeeze a six-minute song into like 2.5 minutes. I'll be curious to see how she does that.
I think that she's going to do awesome. I can hear her singing it.
What order does she perform in? Do we know when she goes?
If it's in the order that's posted here, she'd be smack dab in the middle.
Really? Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
The way your voice sounds, if you actually started singing right now, you would sound better than Delana.
So I would sound just like Delana.
Or just like her.
My dad was just like me. Whatever the hell.
You know, speaking of that, it was so funny that you brought that up the very next day. That was a day that I had to come in early and take off, and you started talking about it. And I thought that was so funny because it just absolutely killed me for about 2 hours on the internet trying to figure out, where was that song from?
And Ugly Kid Joe.
It took me 2 hours on the internet to get back to Ugly Kid Joe.
No.
But she did it so originally.
No, it's true. It's exactly the same arrangement Ugly Kid Joe did in 1995. And I know I sound like Don Geronimo when I'm doing that. So,
it's okay. Your jean jacket probably had a sticker on it somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's true. Rick, you're aware that the Portland Lumberjacks are a hockey team. I know they're not a hockey team, but they have that jersey. Doesn't the lacrosse jersey look...
Yeah, it looks pretty similar.
Doesn't it look like a hockey jersey?
Very similar in look.
He's saying they would have given her a hockey jersey, not a lacrosse jersey. I know that. I'm just saying, but they've got the same... It's that same square cut to it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Storm, blah, blah, blah. Rick, you totally sound like Tom Waits in Dracula. let's see. What else do we have here?
I've got to pull some cuts from Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, it's I'm looking at all of these. I'm looking at all of these storm things here.
I'm just glad I'm going to make it for once.
No,
hang out with the big kids.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good episode too. It sounds like.
Let's see here.
Rick, and I think they're setting her up to fail tomorrow, Delana.
I was poking around YouTube this morning, and I found two great videos of Delana. Let's see. One of them was a corny pop song she made a video for where she's dancing around like singing with a total top 40 pop voice. The other is her singing karaoke to Highway to Hell. Her performance was pretty good until she jumped off the stage and went into the crowd. There were about 20 people there, and it was in a food tent at what appears to be a county fair.
Oh,
thought I'd share with you. It's gold.
Send me those links, please.
Okay, that's
from... you can CC me on that, too.
Please not to be sending us that. Thank you. It's 503-733-2970. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. We'll come back with you. Dennis Spitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. We'll come back. Don't forget, we're going to be at Dante's at 10 o'clock tonight for Rockstar Supernova. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. I totally want to go join a Tom Waits cover band right now.
Hello, Syracuse. Let me talk to you about Welch's Purple Grape Juice.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. We're here with Dennis Spitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. All right.
Wilford Brumley, maybe.
Yes. All right, so we just talked to Adam Bysel from Portland Lumberjacks Lacrosse. They were down there seeing Storm on Sunday. I'll be curious to see whether she wears the jersey or not. So apparently she sings Crying by Aerosmith. And then Delana does what again? I forget.
Every breath you take.
Yeah. All right.
Can they give her a song where she actually has to sing rather than just talk sing? I mean, every single song she gets, I can do the really talky voice.
You should have been watching the reality episode because there's a point where she has to hit a high note and she can't.
She can't sing.
She's got very limited range.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a very broad range at all. She's got, and I won't say it's a thin voice, but it's a limited voice.
But do you really think they're going to be so cruel to build her up and then, like, get rid of her?
I don't know. Didn't Storm yesterday say that she'd walk if she thought that it was just being played for exploitation? Which I don't think she would do. I think she'd still stay.
Well, she should because it doesn't have to do with everything she thinks it has to do with.
What are you doing?
My hands are really cold and my neck is warm.
Oh, I thought you were checking to see if you were getting the throat problem.
No, my hands are freezing.
All right, because, we do breathe the same air in this small airtight studio.
Don't remind me,
we're like cats in a cooler in here. And Will's strep throat still floating around the building somewhere. Yeah. He's still not over that. Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
I don't know. Do I need a mask?
Let me blow some air your way. All right. There you go.
Thank you.
Let me just read some emails. Rick, did the lovely Mrs. Emerson call you Boomba?
I thought you said Goomba.
If she did, that means naked in Tagalog. What is Tagalog? Is that a language or something?
I believe it's a Filipino language.
All right. No, I think it was Goomba, which is a character from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, the host of a radio show.
Oh, yeah, Goomba Johnny. Or it's also that it's the Italian thing, too. The whatever. I don't think it's a slur, though.
It's a slur. It's like calling a wise guy.
But I didn't think it was like the same as if you're using like a full-on radio. I thought a Goomba was like in the Italian sense, I thought it was like a dude. I thought it was just being like a dude. I didn't think it was negative. Well, in any event, we're saying it because
it's negative if it's from a non-Italian to an Italian.
Oh, it's like a,
You know what I'm talking about.
Leave
that one alone.
Only I can hit my sister. That kind of thing.
I wasn't really going to go there, but since you seemed to...
Now, if you play Super Mario Brothers, those little mushroom creatures that you jump on, those are called Goombas. That's where we got it from.
Oh, yeah.
That's completely where we got it because we're tools.
Is there a little mushroom creature she jumps on?
Okay.
I can't believe I just said that.
Hello.
It's the grossest thing ever.
And Sarah Dillon. Rick, since your show will be getting a fourth hour, perhaps this is the time to consider getting a fourth screener. That way, nut jobs and jackholes like Dan and the last two weirdo callers, this is from like an hour ago, by the way, will be dropped before ever getting on the air. Just a thought, and then he signs it to Rodriguez out. Let's see. Oh, and somebody was noting. Let's see. What else do we have here? I wonder if it will make a difference that they didn't show any of Delana's antics on the television program. She's extremely popular. Wouldn't audiences be pissed if they threw her under the bus? That's true, because the people who watch the television show and don't watch the webisodes don't know that, that Delana has been such a pig-faced whore about this whole thing. I mean, they don't know that she's been so traitorous. So I don't even know if you could use the webisodes to judge anything.
I was going to say, well, maybe they'll just put them in tonight with all the editing, but then there won't be any reaction because obviously the people didn't see it.
You know, part of me, and it's not that I'm not rooting for Storms and I don't want to win, but doesn't part of you just want this whole thing to be done?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't part of you just want to rip the Band-Aid off that hairy part of your body and be done with it? You know what I mean? It's you know when you have a Band-Aid on, like, your arm, and you can either yank it off all at once or, like, you can pull one hair every day for, like, a month. You know what I mean? You just got to yank that Band-Aid off. Catherine, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Catherine. Can you hear me in the back?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Catherine.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Is this Rick?
Oh, you want to talk to Rick?
Thank you.
Sorry, don't do this on me. Anyways, I was calling about the language Tagal.
Genius.
I mean, it is a Filipino language, you're correct, but the word is pronounced Tagal.
Tagal?
Tagal.
Okay, because I thought, like, a tag-along, I thought was a kind of cookie. Isn't that what the Girl Scouts sell you as a tag-along? Isn't that what that cookie they sell?
I think it has an N in it.
All right, anyway, so...
Anyways, I work with Filipinos, but I was also going to tell you, did you happen to hear on the news, just today I heard this, that in a certain screening of Snakes on a Plane, that a guy actually released live rattlesnakes in the theater?
Yes, we had that, earlier this hour, I think about half an hour ago, Tim.
Oh, okay, I just tuned in.
No, it's a great story, though, because the obligatory snakes in a theater, you know.
Insane.
Yes, you're out of control.
You know what? What is the snakes on a plane thing? I would not watch them on a plane. I would not watch them, you know, with a box. I would not watch them in a box.
Okay.
So you want to talk to Rick?
Hey, I'm wise to you.
Unbelievable. Catherine, thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
I love the fact that you can't even tell that it's you or me.
You're out of control.
Your voice has completely gone downhill. Totally. You sound like me. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What are you going to do? You know, can I tell you this, that this whole time, not only did we not do something with Sam Jackson Drive, but you know the other joke we never missed? Or we never used it. We completely forgot to use this whole time is talking about whether Snakes on a Plane is going to hold up for more than one weekend worth of grosses and whether the movie's going to have a long life at the box office. We never did the will snakes have legs joke ever. Missed it. Totally missed it. It's too late to do it now. I can only look back with sad regret. All right.
Sarah?
No.
No, it wasn't that funny.
It is completely funny. Screw you guys. Let's see.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
I kind of sound like a Muppet monster, too, don't I? Welcome, Mailman Chris, to the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
You there?
Oh, you want to talk to Tom? Hold on just a second.
I got nothing. I got a bad cell. I got to make this quick for you guys because I got a horrible cell connection where I'm at.
Can you hear us?
I can barely hear you guys. I'm sorry. It's all me. You did not get the Darwin watch. Did not get the Geek watch.
Mm-hmm. And he's gone. My phone dump actually hung up on him.
All right, so that's plus two.
That's fantastic. That was so great. It was like I made his phone turn itself off.
Yes, it's your God, Rick.
Just bow before me. Where is your God now? That's genius. All right. Dennis Pitsenmarger, what's coming up in the Portland Tribune, sir?
I'm writing about the 2007 BMW 3 Series. The new 3 Series is all new rig.
We meant to ask you about General Motors and black boxes and cars, but now we'll have to do it next week. We didn't have time. Yeah, we meant to ask you, there was an article about General Motors putting black boxes in cars.
Well, it's not just General Motors. I mean, almost every car out there has some sort of recorder of... for accident reporting or, you know, what's going on with the motor. I mean, they can say whether it was at full throttle. Someone's like, you know, my engine blew up. Really, sir? Well, according to the computer, you put it in neutral and floored it for 2 hours. You know,
while smoking crack out of the glove box.
Yeah, it tends to make it not run as long.
All right. Excellent. Portland Tribune comes out every Friday.
That is excellent. Yeah! Nice.
In your face, everybody.
And come actually meet Dennis in person.
I don't know.
Come and leer at his wife's ample bosom.
She will be wearing the shirt that you could not really focus on. You had to avert your eyes from her, what Thank God
you.
Giveth.
Did you dress her or something?
No, she just, God giveth, and and God never gaveth away. Tooketh? I don't know, I could...
Say goodnight, kids. He's Dennis Pitzenbauger from the Portland Tribune. There you go.
He Thank could father
you.
Your children.
Don't, hey,
maybe he already has.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Anywho, we want to thank Adam Bysal from Portland Lumberjacks Lacrosse. We want to thank Dennis Pitzenbauger for the Portland Tribune, Jim Roop, Ed McCarthy, Bob Costantini, Rick Emerson's show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Stillen for AM 970 Solid State Radio, Tim Riley, news director Scotty J. More than an intern manager of the Rick Emerson office East, Dave Zinn. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. Like us next. Don't forget, on Monday, this show becomes 4 hours in length. Fear it! Don't let the bastards grind it down. See you all tonight at 10. Don't go anywhere. Bye.